There have long been allegations of corruption at the highest levels of world sport, and now there's evidence to bear them out. FIFA, soccer's world governing body, has been forced to ban two of its executive members after they were caught offering to sell their votes on who gets to host the World Cup in return for cash. Amos Adamu of Nigeria will be banned from the sport for 3 years, and the president of the Oceania Football Federation, Reynald Temari, faces a one-year ban. They've also both been fined. FIFA's ethics committee also suspended and fined four other officials for their alleged roles in the bribery scandal. All six men can appeal their punishments. The chairman of FIFA's ethics committee, Claudio Sulza, admitted the affair had damaged FIFA.
Quand vous parlez de la FIFA, l'attitude est toujours celle de dire elle est négative.
When one talks of FIFA, he says, there is generally a negative attitude out there. There's talk of corruption. And so I ask myself the following question, he says. This is rather peculiar, but on the other hand, it's no joke, because FIFA is a big organization with many interests, and where there are many interests, certain things can go awry. The difference now is we're trying to work in complete transparency. England is one of the countries bidding to host the 2018 World Cup, and the corruption claims could have ramifications here too. The original investigation was carried out by the Sunday Times newspaper of London. Other FIFA officials have been critical of the British media's focus on exposing corruption within their organisation, and that could cost England votes. Martin Lipton is chief football writer for the Daily Mirror newspaper.
Even the bid leaders themselves accept that it has done. From my perspective, the Sunday Times investigation had a great deal of merit. It exposed something that's happening now.
He says the potential prize of hosting the World Cup means it's little surprise that some try to fix the result.
It always comes down to who's friends with who, and it always comes down to a little bit of money. It's always been that way. There's no change. It's huge economic benefits, as simple as that. You know, the sort of money that's going to slosh around in terms of stadium investment, infrastructure investment, and also just for the economy of the country. It will be billions coming in to any country that hosts the World Cup.
Back at Wembley, England fans say they're still in favour of England's bid for the World Cup, despite the setback.
I don't really care. As long as we get it, we deserve it. Can't win it, might as well hold it.
The vote on who will host both the 2018 and the 2022 World Cup finals will take place on December the 2nd in Zurich, Switzerland. England will be sending their big guns. Prime Minister David Cameron and former captain David Beckham will be there. They're up against Russia and joint bids from Spain and Portugal and the Netherlands and Belgium. The US, meanwhile, is sending former President Bill Clinton to back their 2022 bid, and they'll face up against Qatar, South Korea, Japan and Australia. But whoever wins, the claims of corruption at the highest level are unlikely to disappear. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.